You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Luke W. Mulver about his book, Shaka Rising, A Legend of the Warrior Prince. Really looking forward to this conversation. I think it's beautifully illustrated. Now, in case you wanted to know what's the context of this book, very interesting. There's two things that I will want to discuss is that, of course, it's a graphic novel, which is by far my favorite format of writing at the moment because I love comics and I am collecting them furiously at the moment. And this is beautifully illustrated, beautifully written. And this is also part of Story Press Africa. That's the next story that I also want to talk about that issue as well. You know, how did this project actually come about? But I think this is a wonderful mechanism for relaying history, especially to young people. They don't want to read heavy textbooks or read heavy texts in the form of a graphic novel. And I mean, what better story to tell than that of Shaka, King Shaka, you know, in this particular format. And I think that I hope that we see more literature coming through in this format, especially when you take into account that 78% of grade 4 learners in South Africa cannot read, are functionally illiterate. I mean, that is such a problem. Anyway, looking up at the time, 27 minutes to go before we get to 11, let's welcome Luke out of Durban on the line. He's the illustrator of Shaka Rising. Luke, good evening and thank you for joining us, man.
Hi, Gashwell. Thank you for having me.
I was looking forward to meeting you at Comic-Con, but I understand that you're a busy man and that you're all over the place. And obviously ran in a couple of your colleagues from Story Press Africa, but it was really, I mean, I got a copy. I bought myself a copy at Comic-Con. It's a beautifully illustrated and written piece of literature, this.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Comic-Con was crazy. For a debut event, I think it definitely bodes well for similar events in the future. And Shaka Rising, very well received. I was very pleased. And I think it should be in bookstores soon, but I'm looking forward to feedback.
No, look, I think it's absolutely... So it's not out in bookstores yet. So that I find amazing. So this copy that I have, you better sign. I understand that you're in Durban this evening, but when you're up in Joburg, you better sign
of
this
course.
Copy because
it
I think
be
it's...
my pleasure.
Because I think it will be, you know, it's I mean... In terms of being literature, it's worth a lot. I think it would be worth a lot more with your signature on it. But just tell us a little more about how did this process come about? I mean, how long did it take you to finish this, considering that I myself was exhibiting at Comic-Con Africa, and I have an idea of how long it takes to put a comic book together. This year is a, I'm looking at it, it's a 71-page graphic novel. So this year would have taken you an age, man.
Yes, I will say, I mean, I've been self-publishing my own work for many years now, but Shaka Rising was the first comic book that I actually had published by a publisher, that is Story Press Africa. And I am a one-man team most of the time, which has its blessings and its curses. it enables me to sort of keep control of the story.
Yeah.
But being unable to sometimes relinquish that creative control, it does take a little while for the book to be complete. So Shaka Rising, I was approached late 2016 by Story Press Africa, who were familiar with my work in comic books. And a great story that I felt an opportunity that couldn't be passed up. So I worked throughout most of 2017 on Shaka Rising, which is the first publication in what will be a series of African graphic novels. Took me around about 10 months. But that was intensive work. I can't complain. I really love what I do. So comic books for me are, it's like breathing, really. So it was a fantastic story to get involved in. And I'm actually writing the sequel at the moment as we speak. So, yeah. Bodes very well for the future and future publications in this series.
Now, obviously, people listening to the show is going to, you know, they're going to, because in fact, just before Comic-Con Africa, I spoke to Brian, you know, who was one of the organizers, and people are probably thinking, rolling their eyes wherever they are, another comic book conversation. This is not just about, you know, the medium of comic book writing, but it's also the fact that this is a wonderful piece of literature in itself. And that is why I'm talking to you this evening, especially, you know, one night short of this being Heritage Day. I think that this is just, you know, it's spot on. It makes obvious sense to have this particular conversation. Just tell us a little bit about the story, because this is Shaka Rising, A Legend of the Warrior Prince. So I take it this is Shaka's early years, his ascendancy to power.
Yes, that is correct. Shaka, a figure of our own history who has a lot of cultural and political weight to him, obviously. So it's not actually a story I ordinarily would have tackled on my own. Mm. It was because I was approached by Story Press Africa. But the unique thing about Shaka and what makes it such a fantastic story to tell is that the figure of the Zulu King is as much man as he is myth. There is so much, there are a lot of historical records, but a lot of them are very unreliable. The stuff we know about Shaka is often from oral storytelling traditions, the diaries of white settlers who all these guys have their own agendas, their own biases, their own prejudices, inherent in history itself. So while these source materials are sometimes unreliable, they do lend themselves to fantastic storytelling possibilities. And as it says on the cover, it is a legend of the warrior prince. So it is worth noting this is only one retelling of his legend. There are various versions. And while extensive research was conducted in the production of this book, and a lot of Shakan scholars were consulted, they themselves were actually hesitant to say this is a definitive record of his life. So I think that makes for very good storytelling possibilities. This comic, Shaka Rising, is the first part of his life. The sequel, which is planned for a release early next year, will tell the second part leading up to his ultimate assassination by his brother.
Oh, I was just about to add in the fact that obviously that is part of the issue, isn't it? It's oral history, it's oral tradition being passed down from one generation to the next. And it's like playing broken telephone, because eventually someone's going to get some of the detail wrong at one point or the other. You know, was it on his 29th birthday or his 21st birthday, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, so, absolutely. So I mean, there's no actual verified record of what Shaka even looks like. We have an impression of Henrik Mele from the 80s TV show, but we know very little about the actual man himself beyond the records of those close to him, those the white settlers and a variety of other people who, as I said, all had their own agendas.
And it's very true. I mean, as you said, Henrik Mele informs that view that we have of Shaka.
Yes.
And that's also from an older painting where, you know, we sort of, when you look at Henrik Mele and you look at that particular, image, you think, okay, well, I guess he looked like that. We go ahead with it. But, I mean, getting back to the work with Story Press Africa, because as I said, I'm very much interested in this particular space. And I know that Story Press Africa have put out an open call of given people an opportunity to submit their work, and research, as you had pointed out, seems to be central to what they're asking for. So in other words, they don't want some hogwash and just further adding on to just nothing else but the legend, but they also want some type of history, if not fair reflection of history.
Yes, well, the aim of a lot of this African graphic novel series, as well as being, you know, exciting adventure stories from our own country, from our own continent, these books will also be used as educational tools. You'll notice in Shaka Rising, there is actually quite an extensive segment at the back of educational matter that relates directly to scenes from the book explain the nuances of local culture, the customs and conventions that may be unfamiliar to people outside of South Africa, and even people within South Africa. So the book, while an exciting adventure, is also a cool educational tool. And to touch upon what you said just at the beginning about comics themselves as the medium, it's such a unique and beautiful medium I've always found. And I used the old saying, if a picture speaks 1,000 words, you put pictures and words together, you've got comic books. And while they share elements of literature and elements of visual graphics, they are something very unique and very beautiful. And I think for something like Shaka and many other stories, it is a perfect medium to tell them in.
And that for me is what stands out. That's what makes it attractive for me, is that as a 36-year-old man, you know, married, three kids, all that, and you know, with a daytime job and doing sketches late at night. Let's forget the sketches late at night and the writing late at night. But the fact of the matter is, the assumption would be that this is a medium that should not, that I shouldn't be involved in or interested in it whatsoever, because comics is, after all, for kids. It's you know, a 10-year-old boy fantasy.
Nonsense.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... No, of course, I agree with you, but that's the idea.
Yes.
But that's the idea that people have around this particular medium. I mean, what demographic is this aimed at, number one? I feel I can relate to it and I enjoy reading it, but I can't necessarily transpose that idea on other 36-year-olds with kids and marriage and. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's an interesting question. The book, Shaka Rising, is aimed at a young adult audience, sort of anywhere 10 to 25. However, I will say that when writing it, I barely considered such constraints. Mm. I truly feel a good story is a good story, and you should never write down to an audience. Even if it's a younger audience, it has never been easier to Google something. If you don't know a word, or if you want to find out more, do a bit more of your own research, it's at your fingertips. And I think that both it keeps the audience engaged, and it encourages them to do further research, particularly on stories like Shaka, which are based in our own history, based in fact. And I think it is important that sort of engagement, so people aren't just sort of reading through it, okay, cool, battle scene, fight scene, this happened. They can actually verify for themselves the truth and the nature of these events.
Exactly. And that for me is such an important thing. And that's why I enjoy it. You know, whether it be this or any other, you know, comic book format, you know, I think it's a wonderful medium that should be used more often. And as you said, instead of writing down to people, so you don't have to necessarily write it as if you 1960s Jack Kirby and Stan Lee, but you can really write it in a sophisticated way. People are able to look up words that they don't necessarily understand, to look up contexts that they don't understand, that's maybe not clear, clarified within the book. So as you said, information is actually at your fingertips, and as an adult, you can read it.
Yes, and I believe comics now more than ever are undergoing a certain renaissance, partly due to the success of Hollywood movies, particularly, more specifically in Africa, the success of something like Black Panther. There's a renewed interest in African stories, African futurism, and more importantly, told by Africans, told by people from this continent, rather than the sort of previously somewhat Eurocentric view. And I think, again, with the success of historical epics, Vikings, fantasy adventures, Game of Thrones, this is a very ripe time to be writing these stories because, well, if you think about it, every movie one has ever watched starts out as a storyboard. And what is a storyboard if not a comic book?
Exactly. If people only knew. But I mean, let's get back to, you know, the project at hand, because I mean, I also, you know, prefix the show or introduce the notion that, listen, we're in serious trouble when we look at literacy rates in South Africa at the moment. 78%. I can't get over the fact that 78% of grade 4 learners cannot read in this country. In grade 4.
Yeah, it is a distressing statistic.
You know what I mean? And for me, this automatically bridges that gap, because especially with something that is educational, as in this particular instance, in my opinion, that would be the best way to deliver that material, because, you know, even though you can't maybe comprehend all the words, at least the story, you know, you guide it through the story, also through the imagery that you see.
Yes, and they work together. They work in a sort of symphony that is quite unique. I mean, as I said, different to literature and different to the sort of medium of film or something.
Well, for sure. Let's look at, let's also look at your technique, because I find it amazing. What's your technique? How do you go about illustrating? Because, I mean, I'm looking at this and it doesn't look very, because, I don't know, after a while you start noticing the stuff that is heavily digital, you know, versus old school technique. So I'm a fan of the old school techniques myself. There's obviously a digital aspect to it that you can't escape, but by far and large, it looks like a lot of the work that you do is actually old school, typical hard work, sitting with pen and paper.
Yes, yes. I grew up on old school, you know, pen and ink, pencils. I started with Bic pens, really, back in the day. Shaka Rising, I still do. I do a lot of the concept art, the pencil work and storyboarding by hand, mm-hmm. and the ink line work is done by hand. And then it's scanned into the computer, and the coloring is all digital. I do sometimes feel like I'm cheating a little bit because I miss the hands-on approach. But from a practical perspective, it speeds up the process. As I said, I'm a one-man team, so I feel that I've got to cut some corners where necessary. And if I did it all by hand, you know, I'm sure I would enjoy it, and it would be a cool product, but it would take a lot longer.
No, it will take
so, a lot of the coloring is actually to expedite the process of the publication. But I'm very pleased with how it has turned out. Generally, because in my own self-published stuff, I work in black and white, and again, practically, that's a financial thing. I can only afford to print in black and white. So Shaka Rising was a marvelous opportunity to actually spread my wings a bit, so to speak, and work in color. And I'm very pleased with the way it turned out.
I'm asking this purely as a fan and not, you know, for the purposes of the interview. Where do I find your stuff?
You can, in Johannesburg, it's not around really at the moment. You can order directly from me at lukemulver.com. I can send you any books you need, and you can order Shaka Rising from the Story Press Africa site, storypressafrica.co.za. Comic books in South Africa, mainstream bookstores are still a little resistant to taking self-published stuff. That's why stuff like Shaka Rising, the work Luis Mkize has done with Kwezi, the African superhero, that perception is changing in South Africa that, you know, comics, they're not just for kids, and they're not just, you know, there is more than Zapiro out there. All respect to the man, but there is a perception sometimes that there's nothing more than political cartoons in South Africa.
Yeah, believe
me, it's changing. So you can get my comics directly from me. I can always post them to you. Keep an eye on bookshops because we are making moves in our small little comic book community to actually change the perception and get a wider spread, a wider distribution.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm fascinated by that because, I mean, I look at this and especially something coming from Story Press Africa, one would have assumed that people would be falling all over themselves at the moment to be putting this in their stores. I mean, it's an attractive book. And in my opinion, if I owned and if I was part of the distribution network and I owned one of these stores, you know, the chain stores, I mean, I'd assume that this would sell out very quickly, especially with the right type of marketing and those type of things. In my opinion,
well,
you know, this
find out, I guess.
no, let's and I hope you, I wish you all the best because if listen, your success is the success of others as well. You know, that for me is the important thing. But so at the moment, it was out at Comic-Con Africa. Obviously, you could pick up a couple of copies there. You're saying that one can get it off your website. If someone is international, can they get it as well? Because there is obviously going to be international interest around this, Luke.
Yes, indeed. It has actually been released. It was released in the United States a little earlier in the year to gain a sort of a bit of international traction. So you can, it's Shaka Rising is available on Amazon. You can order it direct. Comic-Con Africa saw its national South African release, its official South African release. So you should, within the next couple of months, Shaka Rising should be appearing in all good bookstores.
100%. I'll be keeping an eye out for that. And you better keep an eye out for my stuff as well. But I'm not going to use this
Absolutely.
As an opportunity to now punt my stuff. I'll definitely look for you. Is social media, where do we stay in touch so that we can know
social
what's happening?
Social media, you can follow me on Instagram at Luke Mulver. That's LukeMolver. And all social media is just my name. I'm a little backwards on Twitter, but I'm Luke Mulver on Twitter. I'm the art of Luke Mulver on Facebook. Just search my name. I'm everywhere.
Dude, I'm busy looking for you, and I'm busy stalking you as we speak.
Cool.
Yeah. That's all sorted. Anyway, listen, mate, I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great venture indeed. I'm so looking forward to what else is going to come out in future. And really, I think that this is definitely a genre that's just going to keep on growing, you know, into the future. And, you know, especially with the support of guys like Story Press Africa that is willing to put this type of work out into the mainstream, yeah. You know, where we don't only have to sell via websites, because you know that also in itself is problematic,
yes,
unfortunately.
Absolutely. Yes, and just to add, I mean, there's so much talent, so many creators in this country, yourself included, your work on Ntate Molefe and the stuff that we saw at Comic-Con. And a lot of these creators are toiling in obscurity, labors of love. We'll never stop because we love the medium of comics, but it is so encouraging to see events like Comic-Con Africa meet with success, to have publishers like Story Press Africa coming to the party and saying, let's tell African stories from African creators. I think we're in a really good space for comic books in South Africa at the moment, and we're only going to grow.
You know, the thing for me about it is, you know, and this conversation for me is important, and I keep on sort of justifying the need for this conversation. But what people don't understand, and this is for me why I get very excited speaking to people like yourself, is the fact that this year is such a massive solution to such a major problem that we have in this country.
Because, yes.
You know, there is no way that as a country we can hold up our heads high, whether we've won a Rugby World Cup or we've won an African Cup of Nations, or, you know, we always making waves as sort of this little African country at the tip of the continent. We can't,
yes,
hold up our heads high if we 78% of 10-year-olds,
yeah,
in this country can't.
Those
read.
Are very important concerns that need to be attended to. And I think we are discovering unique and effective ways to deal with these problems. And I certainly think comic books are one of them.
Dude, I just hope people get it and understand it. All the best to you, mate. As soon as you down here in Joburg, up here in Joburg, down from Durban, give me a shout. I will definitely pass,
absolutely,
my contact details on, and you and I
and
need
I'll
to
come
see.
And sign your copy.
Yeah, but more importantly, we need to have a cup of coffee, man. That, for me, that's what I'm looking forward
keen.
To as well.
I'm very keen.
All the best to you, Luke.
Sure. Thank you very much. Take care,
Luke,
my friend.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Cheers.
Man. Bye. Anyway, that was Luke W. Mulver, illustrator of Shaka Rising.